You're listening to a Mint podcast brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Good morning, listeners. Welcome to Top of the Morning by Mint, your weekday newscast that brings you five major stories from the world of business. It's Monday, July 1st, 2024. My name is Nelson John. Let's get started.
Top of the Morning by Mint.
3 days ago, Reliance Jio hiked its tariff rates across all its plans. Its closest competitors, Airtel and Vodafone Idea, soon followed suit. This is the third such hike in the last 5 years. Average rates for all plans were increased by 10 to 25%. Goldwyn Allock reports that another hike could come in the next financial year. However, increased prices are good news for investors as this will lead to better revenues across the board. India will continue to have some of the cheapest data tariffs anywhere in the world. Telecom companies feel that these hikes can be easily absorbed by the end users at the moment. Over 2.3 million aspirants had pinned their hopes on the results of the UGC NEET exam. However, the entire debacle has dashed the hopes of many to pursue medicine as a career option. Rajrishi Singhal opines that this fiasco was a failure of the government's education policy. NEET was conceptualized in an era where the contrast between the applicants and the number of medical seats were far too high, while most states conducted their own entrance exams. The supply-demand problem led to huge financial exploitation of aspirants. The NEET exam was intended to level the playing field. That problem still exists. The 2.3 million students are vying for just over hundreds of thousands of seats. Rajrishi argues that fixing this would involve long-term solutions, not immediate band-aid fixes that have proven to be a bane for India's education system. If you've been planning to buy a new phone, you'd most likely rather wait till the upcoming festive season to capitalize on all the discounts. However, at smartphone showrooms, these discounts are rolling in already. And no, these aren't bank-specific offers that are now run-of-the-mill at any online retailer. For example, you can now take EMIs without any down payment. You can even immediately exchange your existing smartphone for a new one. Shovikdas writes that mobile phone makers might soon extend further discounts to boost weakening consumer sentiment. The prices for flagship phones are only increasing, putting off potential buyers. These offers are intended to lure such buyers, notes Shovik. So before you add to the cart, make sure to visit your nearest store. You might just find a sweeter deal. Amaravati in Andhra Pradesh was supposed to be the next big megapolis. It was supposed to have lush green manicured lawns and a city plan that accounted for all trees all over the city. In 2014, Amaravati was cleared as AP's new capital to be inaugurated in a decade. Well, it's that time, and Amaravati is a ghost town. But with K. Chandrababu Naidu and Telugu Desam Party roaring back to power, Amaravati is poised to return to its planned glory. Amaravati is centrally located for most parts of AP and is connected to River Krishna. Read N. Madhavan's excellent on-ground report of the promise that was Amaravati, what exists today, and what the new government has planned to turn it into post-haste. It's July, which means it's also Wimbledon season. Arguably the most prestigious Grand Slam to exist in the world of tennis, winning just a single match at the tournament is considered a huge achievement for many. Last year's result in the men's division was a shocker for most. 20-year-old phenom Carlos Alcaraz won the coveted title. He was the first new name to win Wimbledon since 2003, with Nadal, Federer, and Murray retired, and Novak Djokovic nursing injuries. This year too could spring up new surprise winner. Deepthi Patwardhan writes an excellent primer on this year's tournament, and how for the first time in decades, it feels like it could be anyone's year. We'd love to hear your feedback on this podcast. Let us know by writing to us at feedback@theratelifemint.com. You may send us feedback, tips, or anything that you feel we should be covering from your vantage point in the world of business and finance. That's all for today. Thank you for listening. We're eagerly looking forward for our next Top of the Morning episode, which will be packed with fresh business news. Until then, have a great day.
Top of the Morning by Mint.